It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The largest nonprofit music school in Wisconsin is set to run its fifth used instrument drive later this month, hoping to bring in and fix up instruments for hundreds of students in the Milwaukee area.
The Wisconsin Conservatory of Music held its first instrument drive in 2017. Since then, it's collected nearly 800 instruments. This year, the school's goal is to bring in hundreds more.
Eric Tillich is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music and was behind the creation of the program. Eric, welcome to the show.
It is great to be here. Thank you so much for having us.
Why is this instrument drive so critical?
Well, approximately 9 years ago when I started at the conservatory, I really wanted to change the mission of the organization to make music education accessible to all. And one of the key components to making music education accessible is to be able to provide instruments to children that may not have that opportunity and try to push down that barrier, so to speak.
And what are the barriers that you see kids face who are trying to, you know, be a musician or try out instruments or just, you know, make music?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest one is really the cost associated with renting or owning an instrument of their own. And instruments are very expensive. I mean, they take a lot of money to make and a lot of money to maintain. And I would say most families just don't have the means or capacity to go out and purchase or rent an instrument. So, if we view it as if this is one way that we can help reduce or eliminate that barrier, it'll make better musicians for the future.
And your goal is to collect 350 instruments this year. That is a lot of instruments. Who gets them and you know, how are they donated?
Yeah. So it is a lot of instruments. And you know what's interesting about Wisconsin and, Milwaukee in particular is that the generosity never ceases to amaze me. You know, people open up their pocketbooks, they open up their ability to donate these instruments. And it's just it's just very overwhelming. And it's just an amazing thing that we're able to experience here at the conservatory. But to answer your question, we serve 11,000 children in schools across southeastern Wisconsin every single day. So as you and I are doing this interview, our faculty members are in classrooms teaching kids how to play music and how to understand music through music theory. And we have a great audience, right? We have 11,000 kids. So there's always going to be a child out there that's going to come to the forefront that needs this type of help. So the 350 instruments is probably, just scratching the surface in terms of the amount of instruments that we could provide to students.
When you think of your instrument donors through the years, do you have a special story about an instrument's history and where it came from?
Yeah, there's a couple of them. There's two of them in particular kind of stick with me. Back probably, and this one kind of hits home for me because I got to know this particular student pretty well. We had a student that was at Gensland School here in Milwaukee, a Milwaukee Public School that primarily services and teaches kids or children that are blind. And this particular student was in one of our classrooms, and I went there just to observe to see kind of how our classrooms run. And I ended up getting to know Javon pretty well. And he was in his very fledgling stages of learning how to be a percussionist. And Javon ended up getting a full drum kit donated by a family that the particular son that was studying drums went off to college, and they found that they had this set and they gave it to Javon, and Javon ended up taking private lessons with us and ended up at Milwaukee King in the drum line. And it was just a very inspiring story. And I know the family could probably at that point in time could not afford that particular drum kit, but he excelled at it. And he made a difference both to his family and to himself in terms of studying that instrument. And that one really hit home for me. And I still keep in contact with Javon over the years. So
is he still drumming?
He's a drummer. Once a drummer, always
a drummer. Always a drummer, right?
Right, exactly. I always say it takes a very special family to introduce a drummer to your household, because you're all part of the experience, right?
That is true. It is an all-in endeavor, all ears in endeavor.
Yeah.
Besides drum kits, what other instruments are you seeking?
Well, we definitively need strings instruments, violins, violas, cellos, anything in the brass category works, trumpets, saxophones, trombones. All those things are being utilized by children across Milwaukee once we get them in the door. So all those things are important for the instrument drive. The one thing we don't take is pianos. It's just a very difficult thing to kind of navigate in terms of getting those to families. So, if someone comes to us and says, hey, we have this great piano, we want to give it to a family, we'll be the intermediary to make that work, but we won't take them physically at the conservatory. So that's just the one thing we don't take. But we do take keyboards. I mean, electronic keyboards that are portable. So those are some of the primary instruments that we're looking to kind of collect.
This instrument drive must be so exciting for you and your mission, Eric. What impact have these drives had for your students? And what does it mean for these kids to get an instrument in their hands?
Well, it's a lot of joy, right? I mean, to be able to claim your own instrument and be able to call it your own and be able to take that home and practice on a regular basis is everything to a student. So, as one of the other things that we're doing at the conservatory is we're really trying to open our doors up to have more students that maybe cannot afford full tuition here at the conservatory. So we are continually fundraising for financial aid to allow those students who get instruments to actually put into practice at the conservatory and take private lessons with one of our remarkable faculty that we have on staff. So, I mean, you can imagine I've done this, and you mentioned earlier, five times this is going to take place. I mean, every other year I have the joy of being on our main campus on Prospect and having people roll up and give an instrument that is near and dear to their heart, right?
Oh.
So I always like to say every instrument has a story. And the other story I was going to tell was a gentleman walked in with a violin, and it was his grandfather's who actually played it over in World War II. Through the entire war when he was over there, and ended up bringing it back to Milwaukee, played it in Milwaukee. And then this gentleman whose grandfather gave it to him, saw this as a great opportunity for this to kind of continue the legacy of this violin. So those are the cool stories that kind of, percolate out of these instrument drives.
Eric Tillich is with us. He helped found this instrument drive. He's CEO of the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music, and its used instrument drive is happening this month. Eric, a gently used instrument, it can cost hundreds of dollars to repair it, to refurbish it. Why does it cost that amount to get an instrument in working order?
So they're very delicate pieces. Every valve, every string, everything that goes into making an instrument has been handcrafted pretty much for the most part to be able to be played at a high level. And, as soon as something breaks or something hasn't been in tune or hasn't been played for a while, all those things come into play in terms of getting that instrument to the point that it needs to be so that the person that is playing that instrument can play it at its highest level and have the fulfillment and enjoyment of that instrument. So it does cost, it's an interesting perspective because it does cost some money to get these instruments up and going. So, every year
whether we're doing the instrument drive or not, we put into our budget and we fundraise to help repair these instruments that may come in, you know, gently used that need a little tune-up, as we like to say. So no pun intended.
I'm thinking about the just so few people who have the talent, have the skills to repair these instruments. You know, who does your instrument repairs, and are there enough people to make these repairs that are needed?
Yeah, there are a couple companies around Wisconsin that we use, and there's a few that we ship outside of Wisconsin, but we like to try to keep it local. So you're right. It's a craft. It's a learned profession on getting these up to speed and up to where they're playable. So we generally use a couple different companies in Wisconsin that specialize in repairing our instruments. And you know, there's a couple of partner organizations like Brass Bell from Whitefish Bay, Wisconsin, who is also one of our places that we take instruments in during the instrument drive. They're so gracious enough to take them in, but they also help us repair those instruments too. But I'm sure I'm not probably doing it justice, because I'm sure there's people behind the scenes that Brass Bell uses and other companies that I'm not aware of that are all in on helping us get these repaired.
And your conservatory, it sets aside around $20,000 a year to refurbish these instruments. And if you have the goal of bringing in, you know, 350 instruments in this drive, will that take care of refurbishing all of these instruments and getting them ready to go?
Probably not in 1 year. So that's why we try to extend this over a 2 year period of time to get these going. You know, it's kind of like you have your inventory for a retail store. So we have inventory. When we first started, we had the original inventory, but you know, we try to stagger this so that we're always in the process of being able to give these instruments out. Mm-hmm. So we'll do the drive this year. We'll gather 350 of them. Many of those will go into the repair bucket of sorts. And then we'll always have instruments from the previous years to be able to give out. So it's just a constant kind of circle of life for these instruments of sorts, right?
What does your inventory room look like?
Packed with instruments. I mean it is, but they're either going out to get repaired or they're coming back into the building. So if you go down there, if you ever have a chance to stop by on Prospect Avenue, I'll take you down there, but we have virtually every instrument imaginable ready to be either repaired or to get into the hands of some student that needs them.
I'm sure it is well organized.
I'm not known for my organizational skills, so we have people on staff that certainly have done that.
How does this used instrument event make you feel about music in the larger Milwaukee area?
Yeah, I mean, Milwaukee has such a diverse and storied history of music, and you're probably well aware of it. I mean, you know, it goes back to Germanic roots. I mean, we have an amazing jazz history here in Milwaukee with Bronzeville, particularly for the African American community that really leaned into that genre. So, I mean, I look at it from this vantage point. I was kind of thinking about this on my drive in, my 10 minute drive into work. So I only had 10 minutes to think about this, but I was kind of thinking about this, and I was thinking to myself, you know, if the conservatory can play just a small role in having a student be able to chase their musical dreams here in Milwaukee, and if that student ends up, let's say, you know, achieving, you know, amazing things in the music world, either performing or being a music educator, it's kind of like anything else in the world. It's a ripple effect, right? We just hope that student has an impact on other people, and other people have an impact on other people, and just the concentric waves just keep going out and out. And I'm just hoping that through our small little initiative here with this music instrument drive, that we have an impact on the overall fabric of music education and music in Milwaukee overall.
Eric, thank you for joining us.
I really appreciate the time.
Eric Tillich is president and CEO of the Wisconsin Conservatory of Music. The conservatory serves about 11,000 kids every day, and it's set to hold its fifth biennial used instrument drive on April 18th. For disclosure, Tillich is a member of the Wisconsin Public Radio Association Board of Directors.